Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. Today we finish looking at Jesus' teaching on from the Lord's Prayer from Luke 11, 1 to 13. And in today's final devotion, we consider how perseverance in prayer needs to be inspired by a true knowledge of God. Let's read from Luke 11, 5 to 13. Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked. My children and I are in bed. I can't get up to give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Today's lesson: we're to be inspired by God's fatherly love in order to persevere in prayer. We're to be inspired by God's fatherly love in order to persevere in prayer. In 2011, the British boxer Frank Bruno led the London Marathon for about 200 metres. He, for fun, wanted to see how long he could lead, and it was not for long. Most of us can start something, but how many of us can persevere and complete what we start? Many Christians make a good sprint start, only to become tired, discouraged, and shiftless. The key to sustaining prayer is faith that's built on truly knowing God and his promises. In today's text, Jesus gives us 2 parables that are designed to inspire us to persevere in prayer. Having given us that the Lord's Prayer, as we've been seeing over the beginning of this week, he now teaches us to persevere. Firstly, he shows how perseverance will get what it wants from a reluctant friend at midnight. Secondly, he tells us that if fathers who are evil compared to God will give good things to their children, how much more should we expect God, the perfect Father, to listen and answer our prayers? Both of these parables tell us the same thing. God, our good and holy Father, will definitely hear and respond to our prayers. I love what Paul writes about the example of Epaphras from Colossians 4, 12 to 13. "Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis." We're not told, but I must believe that Epaphras, who was always wrestling in prayer, could do this because he believed in the goodness of the Father. As Paul's companion, Epaphras saw in Paul an exemplary prayer life. He saw in Paul a prayer life that flowed out of the grace of God and knowing God as Father, which inspired Epaphras in turn to be devoted and wrestle in prayer. Here are a few examples of what Paul wrote about his own persistence in prayer. So here's a few of them. Romans 1, 9 to 10. "Without ceasing, I mention you always in my prayers." 1 Corinthians 1, 4. "I give thanks to God always for you." Ephesians 1:16, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Ephesians 6:18, praying at all times in the Spirit. Colossians 1:9, we have not ceased to pray for you. Colossians 4:2, continue steadfastly in prayer. Colossians 4:12, Epaphras is always, as we saw, wrestling in prayer for you. 1 Thessalonians 1:9, constantly remembering you in our prayers. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, we always thank God constantly for you. 1 Thessalonians 3:10, as we pray most earnestly day and night for you. 2 Thessalonians 1:11, we always pray for you. 2 Timothy 1:3, I remember you constantly in my prayers day and night. Romans 12:12, be constant and faithful in prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. I hope we can see that persistence in prayer is not to be born of insecurity that goes to extremes in order to be heard. We're not to be like the prophets of Baal who, in their showdown with Elijah, even cut themselves in order to be heard in 1 Kings 18. No. Our radical perseverance comes out of confidence that the Father, the loving Father, hears us without fail, and on the basis of our salvation and adoption in Christ. So in response, we are to be inspired by God's fatherly love in order to persevere in prayer. When we began this week's devotionals in the Lord's Prayer, we began by seeing how we are to begin with praise to God as our Father. And Jesus ends this section by recapitulating the goodness of the Father to us. I hope we can see that prayer begins and is sustained by worship. Seeing God as he is revealed in Scripture is the fuel for persevering and powerful prayer. God bless you.